Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. The day after the Super Bowl is one of the least productive days of the work year. And a lot of people routinely call in sick today. And the ones who do come into work, I mean, they tend to just not be productive, or they do their absolute worst work.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like us today.
Is that studied, or what's happening here? Is that just something you've made up?
No, that's a fact. Statistically speaking, that's what happens. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday is a tradition. I don't see them moving the game to a Saturday night anytime soon. I just don't see it happening. But with the amount of money that's lost with business and corporations today, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars. 16 million people are expected to miss work today alone.
Damn. I wish we were a part of that.
Me too.
Oh my gosh.
What are we doing here today? Do you think, though, like, here's the question. When it comes to corporate America and people working their 9-to-5 office job, do you think that the employees have the upper hand, or is it still, you know, those corporations, the managers, the CEOs?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like, let's put it in terms of this. Do you feel like employees today shy away from asking time off?
No.
You don't?
No. And also, like, not for nothing, but all my friends who work from home, I'm like, yeah, okay. I call them at 2 p.m. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm at the Y. I'm like, what? You're not working today? No, I'm working right now. Oh. Okay.
Well, here's
what are you doing today? Oh, I'm getting my nails done. Oh, you're not working today? No, I'm working. Okay.
I do agree. I think employees today seem to be sticking up for themselves more and more. They're not becoming slaves to their job. They're not letting it run them into the ground. There's boundaries that are put into place, especially when it comes to Gen Z. You know what I mean? Last year, though, there was a report that there was a huge gap in trust between managers and employees. And the reason behind that was employees choosing not to notify their manager of plans to not come into work, with 1 in 10 people fearing reprimands or even probation just for asking for the time off.
Well,
so we're at a point right now where people, whether they have 2 weeks vacation time or they've accumulated even more than that, they're scared to ask for time off because they fear being reprimanded using the time that they've earned. Think about that for a second. Like, you and I, we have unlimited PTO. But even though
we have unlimited PTO?
Even though we do. But even though we have it, we're always concerned for asking for a day off. You know what
I mean? Yeah, I mean, like, I've kind of gotten over that because I look at where I would be right now in my career when it comes to time off in my contract. And I would have already accumulated about a month of time off.
Sure.
So I'm going to take a month throughout the year. Like, I'll probably actually it's more like three and a half weeks. But nevertheless.
It's great to have time off. And yeah, the whole unlimited PTO thing, that's great. You never, ever wanted.
But we also, I also low-key sometimes get reprimanded for using time off sometimes.
Because you go to 10 bachelorette parties.
I mean, that's not my
a year.
It's not my choice. I wish I didn't have to. I wish I could use my PTO for something that I wanted to do.
No, the only thing you're using your PTO for is bachelorette parties.
Literally.
You always have to go out of state. You have too many friends. You got to start weaving people out, Breeze.
I know.
Now, last night, somebody on their Facebook posted this video. And I'm like, huh, how many people can relate to this? Is this person in the right or in the wrong for sticking up to them for themselves when asked to do extra work? Let's say you have a job.
Okay.
You go in there. You know what the criteria of your job is. But then they start putting more on your plate, more on your plate. Do it as a favor.
Right.
You're like, am I going to get compensated for this?
Well, not this
time.
It's
part of the job. You got to train this person. Take a listen to this this video and let us know how true this is for you. Take a listen.
Hey, Veronica, do you have a minute?
Yeah. What's up?
We have a new associate starting next week. I'm hoping that you can go ahead and train her.
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm willing to help. How do I invoice for that?
There's no additional compensation for training. I thought that was clear.
Well, I assume I'm still going to be expected to meet my own goals as well as training her. So it's going to be additional work for me. So I'm highly expecting to get compensated for the training, especially because the training is about a month and a half.
I was kind of hoping you would do this as a favor.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me get this out of my purse. Here you go.
What is this? What's this?
It's my light and my water bill. I figured as a favor, you could take care of them for me since you want me to do this as a favor.
There's no need to be sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic. My life doesn't run on favors. My life runs on income. So I'm happy to help with training if you're going to compensate me. Otherwise, you can find someone else.
How many of you have had a job where you've had to train other people? I have. And usually, a lot of times, you're training those people so they can take your position in maybe a year or 2 years or three years.
At least get money out of it.
Right.
Before they leave you without a stipend. I mean, maybe she was a little rude about it, but like, I also sometimes feel like you have to be very stern with what you're asking, or else they'll just steamroll you and be like,
I was hoping you would do it as a favor. Why?
Why would I do that?
You know, because I've had to train a lot of people. When I worked at that horrible call center, I had to train a girl for a month. And then they fired her a week later. She just couldn't do the job. She was terrible at it. But it's like, this is so much time out of my day that I'm not getting paid for.
Right.
I kind of agree with where this woman is coming from 100%.
I do as well. But I also think about like where I've been at and people who've helped me and they didn't get paid for it. So like, I don't know. It's
no, listen, I'm not saying don't send the elevator back down. Because if you're at another level and you're successful, I always agree with sending it back down to help somebody else, take them under your wing, mentor them. No problem. But when you work for a corporate company like this and they send somebody in and you don't know them, you're just helping out the best you can. But when you have to sit with them all day side by side and train them and watch them, that's a lot of time out of your day while you're still expected to perform and get everything you need to get done too at the same time.
Correct.
It's just a lot. So being compensated for that, she's kind of got a point.
I know.
I'm all about hard work and going the extra mile, but there are times where you're taken advantage of when you do a job.
True.
You're clearly taken advantage of. I think that would be one of those examples. Anyways.
It's so hard. And like, I get what you're saying with the time off thing. Like, I think sometimes companies give unlimited PTO as a sneaky way to be like, well, they're not going to use it or they're going to feel weird asking to use it. But I just put in like 15 days this morning, so I think I'm good.
I know you did. Lindsay says, I've accumulated over 5 weeks worth of PTO, and I'm still scared to ask for a day off.
No.
Why are we made to feel that way? We work so hard.
I know.
You know,
and that's also, like, not for nothing, but like, in our profession, it's not time off. It's just working ahead.
Yeah,
Same with teachers. Like, it's not time off. You still have to do a lesson plan. You still have to plan a show.
You'd still just doing the work
it's
ahead of time.
Not time off. Like, it's not this big thing where it's like, I get to relax. It's like, no, I'm stressed for 3 weeks before I take the time off because I have to cram everything in before I have to leave. So it's not time off. It's just working ahead. And that's why I don't feel as bad, because it's not like we're leaving anyone high and dry. It's still our responsibility to take care of our show, which I'm not complaining about.
No, like, I know. Nobody's even listening today. Nobody went into work.
98 PXY. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.